It's Hank FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Quick updates. Certainly why we can't have nice things. It's still very much shut down southwest side of Fort Worth. I-20 westbound, right there at 377. It has been closed all morning and overnight incidents. And Thursday, down there Houston way, traffic on I-45 wasn't going much better. This happened in Cypresswood, northwest Houston, as a standstill of cars happened for several hours due to an armed standoff. So a crash occurred on the southbound lanes there of I-45. And then in that crash, one of the participants of the crash, a woman, stepped out of a vehicle. She then got a lawn chair out of her vehicle, placed the lawn chair in the middle of the southbound lanes of I-45, sat down, and had armed herself with a pistol. Well, that obviously stopped traffic even more so than the accident itself. And as law enforcement officers arrived, it took them the better part of 4 hours to finally talk her down. At one point, a family member came to the scene, tried talking with her, but that family member left about 5 to 10 minutes of attempted conversation there. So needless to say, that was tying things up this past Thursday on I-45 in Houston for quite some time. It did end, though, peacefully, and finally the lady decided to pack up her lawn chair and go. But she got a free ride this time.
Dum, 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 dum.
What in the world? Let us go to Bridgeport, Connecticut. I hear it's lovely this time of year. And a Home Depot there. It's hot up there, certainly in New England. They're going through a worse heat dome snap than we are. But a Bridgeport, Connecticut woman recently stole 2 air conditioners from a Home Depot, and she did so by impersonating a Home Depot employee. Mercedes Zabrowski donned an orange vest before being caught by loss prevention staffers with about $800 worth of merchandise, the 2 air conditioners. And she was found with an active arrest warrant totaling over $130,000. Customers were the first to become suspicious, though, to Mercedes when they were shopping and actually saw somebody working at a Home Depot that maybe could help them.
Dum, 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 dum.
That was a good tip-off. She wasn't wearing a weight belt, though, so you knew it wasn't regulation. Going to the other part of the country, Lacey, Washington, and a Wendy's restaurant in the lovely little hamlet of Lacey, Washington, was thought to perhaps possibly be possessed. The staffers there at the Wendy's posted the following sign on the door. "We are short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff that did not show up. And those that did. You see, there's a demon in our fridge. No one wants to work here anymore." Rumors then started spreading online that the restaurant and possibly a refrigerator was haunted. I think I know what that feeling's like. But the restaurant manager of the Wendy's said, "We have no demons in the Wendy's restaurant or any of the like." And went further to say that Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, assured him that all was okay. Of course, Dave Thomas passed away in 2002.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Florida. And Aaron Dante Johnson has been on the run and was pretty proud of it. In fact, was pretty sure that the local officials of Lakeland police could not catch him. And on social media day, that's what Aaron Dante Johnson did. Went to Facebook, started challenging authorities using hashtags like hashtag can't find me and the like. He posted, I'll read this just verbatim. This is, quote, "Y'all too busy fishing dats. Why y'all didn't catch me when I left my grandma's house today? Shouldn't waited a bit longer. Y'all accepted the challenge right." Well, despite Aaron Dante Johnson's boasting, he was eventually arrested. Big surprise by the Lakeland police. And he now faces charges for violating pretrial release conditions and a lot of grammar rules.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, Let's go to Duncanville, Alabama. In fact, we may not be going. The mystery machine may be going. Like, wow, Scoob, a quick stop convenience store last weekend. Someone walked in Duncanville, Alabama, wearing a Scooby-Doo costume and held up the place. Took off with everything in the register, and the suspect, described as a white male, about 5'9". They posted some photos of the perp on the store security camera. The Scooby-Doo costume is a little closer, honestly, to PJ's. There's no head, and instead there's kind of a ski mask over his head, which actually sets up a perfect classic Scooby-Doo unmasking when they catch this guy. So the authorities are saying this guy is on the run and could get away with it. If only we could get some help, possibly from some, I don't know, meddling kids. That would be, by the way, I think it's just for the record, it's got to be the old caretaker. Right? Like, why?
Dum, 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 dum.